kindness and grace. He will deliver, deliver, deliver. And I believe he will deliver, deliver, deliver. Yes, I believe he will
to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
We know he's sovereign.
We know he's sovereign.
He's in control.
He's in control.
Oh, church, he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He will.
He
say he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. Bring it down right here. Everybody, say,
he
will
make
it all right. I know. He will.
He
will make it all right. I know. He'll make it all right.
West, because I took everything down. I took everything down, and I'm going to rebuild it myself. And I did go talk to somebody at the college, and I have an appointment over there with a couple of students that need some lab time. And they being a nonprofit, they trying to work out so that they could get their time in over here helping me. Good morning. I don't want you to make any mistake about it. I am sick. However, the Bible says that the Lord will raise me up. And I want to say this to you. Everything that is happening right now is spiritual. If you're trying to see this through natural eyes, you're going to miss it. This is probably one of the best lessons you could ever learn and ever will be made available to you to learn. And I just pray that it won't be through me next time. I don't want it to be through me. This is all spiritual. Are you understanding me? This attack that I'm going through is 100% spiritual. And so, being spiritual, I had to go to God. And I had to say, because I'm hearing some other folks' problems too. Even as I'm going through this, I'm getting a lot of stuff from other people. It's like a floodgate opened up. and I'm listening to what they're saying. I'm trying to, just at the same time, I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to hear God. So what I did, I shut everything down, me and Brother Joe. And I put on the Bible video first. After we went through the Bible video, I began to get my frame of reference, God. And I said, God, where do I start? Where do I start unraveling this spiritual attack here? He said, start with Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I said, Psalm 1, okay? I said, where do I go from here? Now, this didn't just pop up like this. This happened. He said, take a look at the Son of Man. I have all these videos. Everybody know I got them. So I went and I looked at the Son of Man from start to finish. And then he said, now take a look at Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15 says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Wasn't making no sense to me. And the reason it wasn't making no sense to me yet is I'm still in the flesh. I'm still in the flesh. I'm trying to understand this in the flesh because I knew the perpetrator of this stuff in the flesh. I used to know him in the spirit. And the Lord said, what did you used to do when you first met Jose? What did you used to do? I said, I knew his brain was messed up. So I used to pray for the brain every 2, 3, 4 days. He said, that's right. And you used to keep a little replica of the brain on your desk, so that you could look at all parts of the brain and continually pray for the brain. He said, what is contained? He said, what contains the brain? I said, the head. The head. I said, the head. He said, that's right. He's saying, remember over there when I had you read Psalms 1? Blessed or blessed woman. The blessed man or the blessed woman is like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit every season. Its leaf never withers, And everything he or she touches seems to prosper. I said, yeah. He said, Erica, the blessed man or the blessed woman is the man or the woman whose brain functions well. I say, huh? He said, the blessed man or the blessed woman is the man or the woman whose brain functions well. Holy Spirit say, because then out of the treasures of wisdom in him or her, they lack nothing. They lack nothing, but they bring forth fruit every season. Holy Spirit, put this in the chat room about 8 people. A man or a woman with a good brain prospers. A man or a woman with a good brain prospers. Everything he or she touches prospers as well. Holy Spirit went on to explain. Your brain is located inside of your head, which is located in the upper region of your body, and your brain in your head rests on your neck. Your head is divided into defined components. Each one with a specific function. The head is used in recognition from far or at close range by your face. The head is the powerhouse of existence. No human being goes about without a head on his neck. It is possible, Erica, to do without other parts of the body. But it is impossible to go without a head. I'm gonna teach this slowly. You cannot get this. If you're trying to listen through the flesh, if you're trying to listen through a religious spirit, you won't get it. You can't even comprehend it. So you pray right now. Ask God to help you get this. It's going to take me a few days because I can't work like I normally do. But I'm going to get this. And with it, it's going to come a lot of liberation, a lot of freedom. You can lose an eye, or you can lose both eyes and still move about. You can do without your ears, your lips, your teeth, your jaw, or your hair. But you can't do without your head. Holy Spirit said you can lose both legs and arms and be alive. But once the head is cut off, death is the ultimate. The head is important in human chemistry. The head is a symbol of existence. And then he took me all the way back to the army days. He said, in the battlefield, he said, what does the soldier, what target is the soldier always trying to take out? And I said, the head. He said, that's right. If other parts of the body are shot, there can be a chance of survival. But where the head is shot or cut off, survival is remote. Holy Spirit reminded me, when David killed Goliath, he was not satisfied until he took out his sword and cut off his head. It was at that point he was satisfied that Goliath was dead. Commanders in the battlefield know, aim at the head of your opponent at war. You see, it's important that you understand, as a spirit-filled believer, your head is on your body, and you're supposed to build on the gifts that God has deposited in you. Because you see, the gifts from the Lord in you are door openers. They're door openers for great men and women. The Bible says, a gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him or her into the presence of the great. Could somebody post Proverbs 18:16. So you see, people that operate in the spiritual realm know that they got to take out the head. They got to take out the head because the gift in the head are door openers for great men and women. I understand and I know I've been blessed to lead, and it wasn't my doing. It was God's doing, and it was God's choice. All I decided to do was serve God and tell God, use me however you need to use me. You see, get this morning. Great opportunities and great breakthroughs start from your head. Can you write that down? Can you post that in that chat room? Great opportunities, great breakthroughs. There's great potential in my head. In your head. God doesn't have to put them there. They're already there. It's up to you to realize it and utilize it. And so you see, growth, potential, opportunities is dominant. The ability to forge ahead in the spiritual things and thus manifest in the natural comes from your head. And then when you get somebody like me who just shares it, tries to get you to use what you got, Jose saw it. He saw it. And he thought you could steal it. He thought he could usurp it. He tried to get it the only way he knew, which is a bad way. You see, your potential is the dominant ability within you to forge ahead. It's the reserved power and energy of God within you that needs to be activated. That you need to make use of. That you need to apply. I'm talking about every deposit that God has deposited in you. If you don't, there will always be a renegade that thinks they can steal it, that thinks that they can operate in the things of God outside of God. Because Satan blinds the mind of the unbeliever. I think the term I used the other day was unfriendly friend. Unfriendly friend. You see, being here so close to me and me being wide open with everything, hatred began to build up. And what was the hatred? He didn't have it. He didn't have it because you cannot serve two masters. The Bible says you will love one and despise the other. That's the way it works. You see, brothers and sisters, it is up to you and I to apply and make use of everything that God has deposited in us. The world is waiting. The world is waiting to see when you're going to use what God has in you. So over here, spiritually, the devil convinced an unbeliever who became an unbeliever because their whole intention was to become a god themselves. They own gods. As long as I was looking at that little brain in front of me and praying over that brain, when I stopped, oh my God, this guy lost his head. He lost his head, and he wanted to take my head and Brother Joe's head and your head too, anybody he came around. Because he was no longer himself. And as I'm having him get up and go pray, I'm not knowing he was praying to himself. I finally realized he was talking to himself and answering himself. And he said he wasn't answering himself. And I said, you know, it's not a good idea for you to be talking to yourself and then responding to yourself because I'm sure you're not giving yourself the right answers, because I don't see no Bible right there. But this power, this ability I'm talking to you about, it's your hidden. It's your hidden power. It's your hidden potential. Just to be born again, it's not enough. But if you are, if you're watching these crazy video games and all these crazy kind of movies, stuff like that, you don't know what you believe. You see, with everything God has in you, it's still you. You have to wake it up. You have to determine to serve it. You got to go into action. You got to pray and pray and pray in to your life the things of God. And in those prayers, you got to pray against those powers that are trying to steal, kill, and destroy what? The things contained in your head. The things contained in your heart. You see? Your potential. Spiritual. Is a sleeping giant. That's in you. Your potential. Is the ability in you that is not yet realized. So you see, when the head is delivered, the greatness in a person appears. When the head is delivered, doors of blessings open. And I want to share this with you. The greatness that is in you, deeply spiritual, first. That's why so many people don't get it. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to continue this for three, four days till you get it. I mean, really get it. This is just part one. You see, the uniqueness in you will reveal itself to produce a unique you. And understand this. There is no duplicate of you anywhere in this whole wide world. That's how stupid people become when they allow the devil and demons to take over their head. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he The man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Because the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I did pretty good today. Preferably, I'll do better even tomorrow. I'm still on the same subject. You hear me? I'm on the same subject. So the devil shouldn't have messed with me, because I'm about to get real radical now. Somebody done tried to kill me in my face? And Brother Joe? Uh-uh. That ain't going to happen. Mm-mm. Nope. You should have done it, devil, while you had a chance. Too late now. Way too late. I'm going to close out with this. You already know how good God is. You already should have known that this is going to end up victorious. You already should know that I'm a winner and not a loser. You ought to know I don't hang around with losers but so long till I find out they're losers. And the only way you can lose is not know God and not yield to God. That's the only way you can lose. But it's on now. I know I'm going to be all right in a few days, me and Bro Joe, in the name of Jesus. But every day, I'm going to break this thing down. Whatever's in you, in the name of Jesus, get ready to come out. It was the wrong thing to do. Because all this made me do is put all my cares on the Lord. And he ain't never failed me. Never. He can't. Ain't no failure in him. Praise God. See you tomorrow.
lost in the shadow, in the valley of despair, in the middle of a battle, where I've never been more scared. But I believe that you see my struggle, I believe that you know my pain. So when I'm tired, when I'm lost, when I'm broken, and when I'm afraid, I give up. Walk in the freedom, knowing you are strong enough to take my burdens. Oh God, I lift them up. I believe that you see my struggle. I believe that you know my pain. So when I'm tired, when I'm lost, when I'm broken, and when I'm afraid, I give up. In your name, for you have promised you'll make a way. There's no fear, no doubt. In your name, for you have promised you'll make a way.
I give up, I give up
my cares to you.
I give up.
I give up my cares to you.